Hey, knew I'd find you in here. How else, nerd? Out of all the kids in our grade, who's the most likely to have a key to the school library? Miss Lee's out sick today, right? Yeah, they all thought it'd be closed for lunch. Well, aren't you a helpful thing? Be honest, how eager were you to spend your lunch hour alone in here, shelving books? No, wait. You don't have to go. I'm sorry, okay? I think being an absolute jerk might be in my blood. There's definitely a gene for that in my family. What am I doing here? I was actually looking for you. I wanted to ask you something. I'll make it quick, I promise, and if you don't like what I'm saying, I'll just go, okay? Damn, I didn't really think this far. It's weird, all right? I'm not good at this. No, I don't mean not good at asking for things, though I hardly get anything I want around here. I mean, I'm bad with words, if you haven't noticed. Just give me a sec, please. Okay. I've seen you in class. Always up at the front, always ready to answer a question or add something useful to what the teachers say. You're smart. Really smart. Not just to show off. What I'm trying to say is, my grades have been slipping. I have no idea what's happening in math class. Mr. Watson might as well have been drawing stick figure tableaus for the amount of content I actually understand. Physics is not nearly as fun as actually throwing a ball around in English. All those papers, I just can't. And I notice you always hand yours in before the deadline for early credit. And by that time, I haven't even come up with a topic yet. It's unbelievable to me how good you are at everything. Yeah, well, gym class doesn't count when all is said and done, and you're not even doing that bad. I've seen you. You keep up with everyone else. Normally, I wouldn't give a shit what my grades are, but I've been warned that if they drop any lower, they'd cut me from the team. As if I need calculus to dunk on some other school. How embarrassing would it be for the team captain to step down for a few shitty grades? Anyway, what I want to ask for is some help. What? No. Look, you've got this wrong. I do want help, but not in the way you think. Not like cheating off your math test or, I don't know, asking you to write my essays. I'm not that kind of a douchebag. Jesus. I'm sorry if it came off like that. I know I'm not too friendly or whatever, but I never wanted to hurt your feelings. Not intentionally. Like I said, assholery runs in my family. I'm trying to break the pattern. I meant, would you be down to tutor me sometime? I've seen you in the study club, always helping someone out with something or the other. Yeah, who else? You're patient and nice. What's not to like? I just thought I'd ask you to help me out, and maybe we can help each other out. I know you don't need help, not school-related help anyway, but I've seen you watching me. I've known you since fifth grade, and you were never that much into sports. I'd always remember you'd have a book with you everywhere you went. And it was always a different one, too. Just boggled my mind. But you came to every single one of my games. At first, I didn't think much of it. I thought you just wanted to support the school, but then I noticed you weren't going to the football games or soccer matches. And that one time they benched me for spraining my ankle, I couldn't find you in the stands. Sometimes I think I must be imagining it. You glancing at me in the locker rooms. Your eyes on me whenever I look out into the bleachers. You always look away when our eyes meet, but you'd have this amazing blush on your cheeks. I think you've been wanting me. Or at least wanting what you know I'm capable of. I've noticed you staring when I do my warm-ups in gym class. Biting your lip when I do that rope climbing thing. Watching my hands like a hawk. So, what I'm offering in return for some tutoring sessions are my services in the physical department, which happens to be my specialty. If you think I'm whoring myself out, you're not completely wrong. But it's not like the attraction isn't mutual. What do you mean, what do I mean? Have you seen yourself? You're gorgeous. And I'm not just saying that. I know you've been to every game because I search the stands every time, hoping to see you. And it doesn't hurt that you're more than a foot shorter than me. That's kind of hot. It's really hot. It hasn't been easy for me, you know? Sitting behind you in every class, year after year, so close, but too shy to actually talk to you that much. Come on. What do you say? You don't know? Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Although, I think it might help if I put a few things into some sort of perspective. Don't look so suspicious. I'm offering you a sample, a trial of sorts. I won't disappoint. I just hope you'll take the offer, because I'd love to see what I can do to you. Hmm? Yes, right now. We have half an hour left. More than enough time for me to defend my thesis. Or however that essay shit works. Was that a nod? Good. Push that chair away from the desk. I need some room to work with. Don't worry about the door. I locked it when I came in. Are you kidding? I couldn't risk anyone walking into me saying this stuff. Would have been mortifying for both of us, trust me. Chill out. Nobody's gonna notice. The lights are half off anyway. Now, spread your legs a bit so I can kneel in between. Hey, it's okay. I'm gonna take my time. I'm not starting there, just getting comfortable. Can I kiss you? You gotta say yes for me. I'm not doing anything you don't want me to. Oh, the blush is back. Isn't it nice that kneeling puts me at the same height as you sitting? I think I like it. I think I might want to do this more often. Hmm? Oh, you don't have to do anything. Just sit back, relax. You're welcome to grab my hair if and whenever you feel the need. This definitely isn't one of those look and don't touch situations. I want you to feel comfortable, all right? I'm gonna put my hands on your waist, over your shirt. I think it's so cute, you in that uniform, not a stitch out of place. Feels nice, huh? Did that tickle your ribs? Sorry, couldn't resist. I've waited so long just to get a hold of you. And you bet I'm gonna savor this. How's that? Can I untuck your shirt? You gotta tell me, baby girl. Oh, you shivered. Did you like that? I think you did. Just let me slide my hands under your shirt. Shit, sorry. Cold hands. Bad circulation. Let me just warm them up a bit first. There. Let's try it again, shall we? That's better. You got goosebumps. Is it cold in here? You're right. I do know full well the heat is turned up. You got me there. Your skin is so soft. I thought it would be, but touching it is, it's different. I almost can't believe this is happening. I'm gonna run my hands up, okay? Into that bra. Let me hitch that shirt up. Cute bra. Wow. If the panties match, I think I might die. You know me. Sports bras are the only thing I know. Gotta sacrifice style for comfort on the court. I want to know what you like. How sensitive you are. Your breath hitched when I squeezed a bit. Does it mean you like it? Good. I'm just gonna push that bra up out of the way. See? Gorgeous. Do you mind if I play with them a bit? Is it okay if I use my mouth? You like that, don't you? Such a good girl for me. Hey, don't hold a hand over your mouth. I need to hear you to find all your good spots. Like this one. I know. It's great to be good with my hands. And multitasking is a skill I've had to develop very well. Your knees are kind of digging to my hips. Are you trying to rub your legs together? So goddamn cute. I think I'm gonna leave your pretty tits for a sec. They're kind of glistening from my mouth. I hope you don't mind. I'm kind of impatient. Can I push your skirt up? Oh my fucking god, your panties and bra do match. Was that just today, or do you always dress like this under your uniform? I need to know for personal reasons. Well, I'm glad I got the privilege to witness it. Look at you. So wet already. Was it like this before or after I made my offer? As if I wouldn't notice you squeezing your thighs together when you saw me. Yeah, I notice a lot about you. Can't exactly help it, can I? My knees are getting a little sore. Here, what if I sit down and you sit between my legs? Come here. Yeah, press your back against my chest. You're definitely the little spoon type. Comfy? Good. This is nicer, isn't it? I can kiss your neck while I feel you up. Is that okay? I knew you'd say yes. Let me just run a couple of fingers over that wet spot on your panties. You're so warm. So soft. That's it. Lean back against me. How does it feel to have me pressed against you? My arms reaching around to play with your clit and tits. Have you thought about this? I definitely have. I wondered how it'd feel to have my hands down your panties, stroking up and down your clit. Show you how right you were to be interested in me. I wanted to make you feel good. Would you let me do that? Good girl. I can feel your thighs tensing up. You know what's coming. But I'm going to keep it at your clit for now. I did want to eat you out, but hey, remember, this is a teaser. Can't exactly show you all my cards before you're properly invested. Do you do this to yourself sometimes? Do you lie in bed after school and imagine it's my long fingers drawing circles on the tips of your clit? No one would ever be able to tell. You're so innocent looking. Hey, it's a compliment. It's one of the things that drew me to you in the first place. How sweet you are. How you never seem to do anything wrong. Does that feel good? Who knew under this adorable facade you were hiding such a naughty girl? Yeah, I actually talk like this. You like it. I can feel you clench. So good for me. There. How's the pressure? You want a little harder? Thank you for asking so nicely. There we go. Your little moans are so cute. You're such a tiny girl. You fit into my hands perfectly. That's it. You're never gonna look at this library the same way ever again. Every time you come in here, you're gonna remember me between your legs. My mouth on your tits. My hands all over you. Does it get you close? Thinking about sitting in that chair with my hands fondling your clit. Oh, look at you, sweet thing. Yes. Keep going. Don't hold back. Buck into me. You know I want to make you feel so good. I know how close you are. I know you want to come all over my hand. You gonna do it for me? Fuck, I want you to. Such a dirty girl. Defiling this place you were trusted with. How does it feel having my fingers move so fast over your clit? Look at you, grinding up into my hand. Feeling my tits pressed to your back, my voice in your ear. That's it. A little faster? You got it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so cute. You gonna come for me? Yeah, I got you. It's fine. You're fine. Just let go. Come on. Come on. Come. Come for me. That's it. That's it. That's it. good. So good for me. Want me to slow down? Here we go. Better than when you do it yourself, huh? It's better when someone else takes over for you. Let me have a taste. Delicious. Stop that. I think you bruised my arm gripping so hard. Oh, poor baby. You can't even speak properly. Have I ever seen you this flustered? Did I break you? Come here. You're so good for me. There's a private washroom attached here, right? Come on. Let me clean you up. Slip that bra back where it belongs. Tuck your shirt back in. Well, I'm sorry to inform you that your free trial has expired. But maybe I can interest you with an upgrade to a premium subscription.